You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and again, I am your host. You know, ladies and gentlemen, before I say my next statement that I always say, I happen to know it offends people in other races because they think they're automatically entitled to be included in everything that goes on in the whole world. But it's just not so. It's funny how I don't feel that I should be included in black entertainment television, and it doesn't bother me that I'm not included in black entertainment television, because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not black. And not only that, but I'm not interested in television. I'm not interested in blacks. I don't mean that I hate them, just not interested in them. I never was interested in them, except for blues music for a small period of time. And now that I've realized it's part of Israel Cohen's program, for the racial program for the 20th century, and the 21st, for that matter, I've been turned off to it. But no, I've never been interested in blacks other than that. If I were, I might have gone to the continent of Africa. But I'm just not interested. I'm not interested in, don't feel excluded. I'm not interested in Pakis. I'm not interested in Indians with dots on their heads. They just don't have anything to interest me with. I don't like it when people poop all over the place. I'm not interested in the Muslims. What is there to be interested in? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so, it's amazing. You know, so, but I'm not offended when I'm not included in their reindeer games. But they are very offended when they're not included in everything because the Jew has told them that they should be included in everything. Well, I'm sorry, these messages just aren't for you. But also, dear white brothers and sisters, those who would be offended by the following statement, which I give every week, why would you be offended with it? Do you not wish to be included in the tribes of Israel? Do you not wish to be the covenant people that Yahweh has always been had a covenant with? We're not talking about Jews, we're talking about you, dear white brothers and sisters. You are offended by this when you're told that you are the tribes of Israel. You're, instead of being offended, you should be overjoyed. You should be happy. You should want to know more about this. You should want to find out if it's true. But, you know, when the Jew says that they are the Israel of the Bible, you don't question it at all. It doesn't cross your mind to even question it. It's immediately accepted, like all of their media, until this present time, because their media at this present time is now being decimated. They are pretending that they have more viewers than they have. They are padding the numbers. So get ready for the next statement, ladies and gentlemen. The offensive statement that I always start the show off with. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. Why would I say that they're our brothers and sisters? Because the Jew in the 70s tried to promote brotherhood amongst the races. But you see, brothers don't go around killing brothers for no reason. Brothers don't rape 86-year-old nuns. Brothers don't break into houses and rape and rob old elderly people. Brothers do not attack brothers for no reason whatsoever. It was all a lie. And I wonder what happened to brotherhood. I've said this before, but let me make that clear to you. Don't you remember all the television, Talmud vision, where the Negroes on television would say, "Hey, brother, what's going on, brother?" Talking to us, not just themselves. That's dead now. What happened to that? When I say brotherhood, I mean it very loosely, because there is no brotherhood between us and them. We are not only opposite on the color spectrum, but we are opposite in culture and every other way possible. But this doesn't just include them. Yahweh told us to live amongst ourselves, and it has been proven that multiculturalism does not work. It cannot work. If you force a lion to live with a tiger, somebody's going to die. And that's the purpose of multiculturalism. This is why the Jew has promoted it. Now, don't try to tell me that you don't know that the Jew is responsible for the immigration going on in Europe and all the rapes and everything else that's going on and the killings around the United States with black-on-white crime and minority-on-white crime and all this immigration that's going on. Do not try to tell me that you don't know it's the Jews, because though the Jews have always remained as the invisible and let the visible Shabbos Goy race traitor government, governmental agents and people that supposedly speak for us, called politicians, they usually take the heat for things. But the Jew has become so bold at this point that the externalization of the hierarchy is now taking place. The invisible government that you heard of is the Jews. Let me set you straight on something. When Adam Weishaupt was commissioned by Rothschild to penetrate the lodges of Freemasonry, the purpose was to create an invisible secret society within the secret society, which was visible. Now, the visibility of this secret society, and no, that's not what this day's message is about. The secret society shows itself to be beneficial. It has burn center programs and all kinds of things that on the outside look to be commendable. But, like the Pharisees, who were whitewashed on the outside of the cups, but inside were full of abominations and filth, this society is the same. And others that are just like it. So, when you heard of the invisible, or you heard of the Illuminati, all this is another key word for the Jews, the illuminated, the Illuminati. See, they're seeking for light. What does light mean? It means intellect. This was the promise in the garden. I've already explained this through several shows, whether it's 2001, A Space Odyssey. The purpose of man becoming God is intellect. Intellect will bring him to godhood. It will perfect him. Science is intellect. So the Illuminati is just another word for the Jews. The Illuminati, they were called the Illumbrados in previous incarnations of these things. Illumbrados, it means the same thing. Illuminated brothers or whatever. It's just the same thing. Who is the Illuminated One? Well, Apollo is the Illuminated One. But he's really Lucifer, who is the Bright One or the Illuminated One. Or he's really the one who brings the torch to mankind. The fire of the gods. The fire of intellect. He brings this to mankind. And the dear boy suffers for it. Oh, he's a victim just like his children, the Jews. Now, they have come out. They are no longer keeping you under this the Illuminati nonsense. So don't even entertain that anymore. We now know who the hierarchy is. When Alice Bailey wrote the book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, she knew it was coming. This is from Lucius Trust, Light Again, which used to be Lucifer Publishing Company, which is, it, you know, put in the UN. It's part of the UN. Lucifer Publishing Company, Light Bearer, Illuminati. I'll have you know, though, the funny thing about the word Illuminati is it starts out with the word ill, I-L-L. And let me tell you, these people are definitely ill. You could also take that for 11, which is the number of Edom, which stands for these Jews, or Gog, and so on and so on. All the connections are there for you to see. I don't want you to pretend that you think it's the government doing it to you. Well, it is the government. Why is it the government? Because they are subject to the central bank, which is the Illuminati, which is the Jews, which is Edom, Esau. Let's not pretend anymore with people like Alex Jones or Eric Von Phelps, the diamond merchant Jew who pretends he writes a book and it's called something to do with the assassination of Catholic assassins or something like that. Whatever it's called, he tries to put it on the Catholics. Well, it is on the Catholics. The Catholics is a Jewish-controlled, Edomite-controlled institute. And it's part of Edom. It's part of Mystery Babylon. Yes, you need no longer use these names. Just change it to the Jews. Because the Jews are involved in all these entities. They're all Babylonian entities. Freemasonry is Jewish-run from top to bottom. Already been proven to you. If you don't believe me, go back and listen to shows. Listen to all my shows. You need no longer say, it's this government. We know it's the government. But you see, the government has to do what these Jews tell them what to do. They have them held hostage. We are under bankruptcy and have been for a very long time. We are still under bankruptcy, even though there's no need for it, and that there's a black budget of over $4 trillion a year that could easily pay off this nonsense of this supposed money we owe, which we don't owe at all, because it's an illegal scam. It could be just wiped off the record in a matter of moments. So let's not pretend anymore and say, well, it's the Illuminati. I love, you know, I go on Before It's News, and it's an interesting site. And, you've got some Jews there that are very angry when you tell the truth. And you've always got these people, the seven signs that the Illuminati want to do this and the 21 things the Illuminati want to... Forget about the Illuminati! The Illuminati is not an organization of white, rich men that own corporations. The Jews do no longer want to be recognized as white. They have been recognized as white and wanted to be for a very long time. But now the externalization of the hierarchy, and now because they've turned practically every other family of the earth against the white people, now they want to be recognized as Jews, a minority like all the other minorities. Now, I don't know why you people can't seem to see these things, because these things are right in front of your face, and they are crystal clear. I mean, I don't know how you possibly can't see it. Even people that are in the so-called truth movement can't see this. They still believe that the Illuminati is out there, the Illuminati, these are rich white men. We've got to kill all white people because white men have done all these things to the earth. Oh, the white man has done this all. No. Check and see who owns those major core. Who owns and runs Disney? Who owns and runs Dell? And I'm not even going to name all the rest. Who owns all... runs all of Hollywood, who owns all the major newspapers, which are almost worthless rags now. They always were worthless rags, but now they're practically, they want to give them away because nobody wants to read them anymore. Thanks, praise be to Yahweh for these things, because this is my prayer. Less and less people are even paying attention to the mainstream media, which is owned and run by the Jews. And I told you the only way we can beat that is once you find out they've lied to you, never pay them any attention ever again. And it's very simple. What good is a news station or a paper or a magazine that has no viewership, no subscribers, and nobody watching it? What good is it? It's of no value at all. And that is the only way you're going to get them to relinquish control over those items. You simply just do not give it any attention whatsoever. They are dying on the vine. But they're pretending they still have the same viability. They're pretending that their viewership is just as strong as it ever... It's a lie. It's a lie. Like all the lies that they speak. Because they are Edom Esau. They are the Illuminati. But really, they are the Jews. The sooner you get that through your head and get over the fear of these keywords, let me give you some of the keywords so we can work on this with you. Jew. I'd say that to people at certain times, and they'd start flinching all over the place. They'd back up from me. They'd freak out. This is just a word. Another word, white. Oh my God, white, evil. Nazis! White supremacists! Oh my God! Oh, here's another word. Racist! Oh, please don't call me that! Oh my God! I'll do anything you want. Please don't call me these little names that you've used as keywords against my race. Please don't. Anti-Semite. Uh-oh, we got a problem with that one. Now, geez, have I ever explained this before? But I will do it for you because you may be a new listener this week. The white people who are the seed of Jacob, the seed of Abraham, the seed of Isaac, and Any people that are left that are of the seed of Ishmael that haven't race mixed are Shemitic people from Shem, Semitic people. The Jew is a race mixed bunch, herd of people. They're not Shemitic unless they've race mixed with a white and have partial Shemitic or Semitic blood. But generally speaking, here's what anti-Semitic means. Anti-white. So, for God's sake, you better not call me anti-white, because I love my white brothers and sisters. Don't call me anti-Semitic. The proper term for that, it was used as a weapon against you, and you are so afraid. Oh, I'm an anti-Semitic. Oh, my God, I'm an anti-Semitic. Oh, this is terrible. There's only one thing worse you could be than an anti-Semitic, and that's a Nazi. Well, I got news for you. If you're anti-Jewish, you're not anti-Semitic, you're anti-Jewish. Because look at it, let's look at it this way then. The Jews always pretended they were white in the last, ever since they've got out of the ghettos. And so they've pretended they're white. So when they said you were being anti-Semitic when you were going against them, they were saying you were being anti-white, weren't they? See? See how common sense can just solve little problems? Problems that aren't real. Just words that are being used as weapons against people. I suggest you begin to use words as weapons against the Jews. But the first thing you must do is deprogram yourself and do not be afraid of the name game, because it's a lame game. You see? I'm not afraid of being called any of those names. As a matter of fact, if you call me a racist, it's a made-up word. It's not a real word. And the term anti-Semitism was created, or anti-Semitic, was created by a Jew. So I just explained it to you. So when you see the word anti-Semitism, you know it means anti-white now, don't you? Check into it just to make sure I'm not lying to you now. I know that if I was a Jew and I told you that, you wouldn't even need to check into it. You'd believe it right away. But since I'm one of your white brothers, you need to check into it. Make sure I'm telling you the truth. Who was Shem? I'm not saying Shemp. I said, who was Shem? The title of this message is The Pope Says Part 2. Yes, I had some severe revelations during part one of what a scoundrel this individual is. He is anti-Semitic, do you get it? But he's not anti-Jewish. As a matter of fact, he bows to the Jews and kisses their hands and all kinds of things. And when they tell him, when they're in their presence, they say to him, that cross offends us. So he covers it up. Yes, he's a very submissive man to the Illuminati. Okay, let's roll. Now, you're going to find this quite interesting. Probably, if you didn't hear part one, of course I suggest you go and listen to part one. It will be very revealing to you. And you will see that this man has no idea who Yahweh is and has no idea of even reality. I want you to listen to this statement. I already did this one on the last one. But this shows you somebody who has no grasp of reality. He said, all religions are true. Now, what does he base this on? Okay, he continues in a statement, and he'll tell you what he bases this on. Because they are true in the hearts of all those who believe in them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if I believe in fairy tales, are they true? Just because they're true in my heart and I believe in them? What about the... What about when the Jews tell their little stories? Are they true? Remember, when you think of Titus, right? Just listen to the statement. All religions are true because they are true in the hearts of all those who believe in them. Now pay attention to this one. What other kind of truth is there? I'd like you to answer that, ladies and gentlemen. What other kind of truth is there than what you believe in your heart? Do you realize how ridiculous that statement is? What he's saying is all religions are true, and all those religions, most of them, believe in Lucifer. That Lucifer is God. Now, because they believe that's true in their hearts, does that make it really true? Well, of course not. Of course not. Now, let's just take a look here. Titus. This witness is true. This is what other kind of truth there is. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Now, I explained this before, that the Jews have many fables being... that they actually believe in Yahweh and follow his laws. That's a fable. They believe in the Holocaust. That's a Jewish fable. They believe in their law over Yahweh's law. Now, that's true, but it's still a fable because their law does not supersede or does not even come close to Yahweh's law. We're not supposed to give heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. The Jews turn from the truth. And this here Pope, as you can see, has turned from the truth either. So we should not believe in fables, Jewish fables, or commandments of these Jews who turn from the truth, or commandments from this Babylonian priest who has turned from the truth. Correct? Cretans are always liars, evil beasts with slow bellies. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. Okay? Does that make it very clear? So let's move on here. The Pope says all religions are true because they are true in the hearts of all those who believe in them. You see, feelings, the enemy, giving importance to feelings. Feelings are more important than truth. He says, what other kind of truth is there? In the past, the church has been harsh on those it deemed morally wrong or sinful. Today, we no longer judge, he says. Like a loving father, we never condemn our children. Now, the definition of love, as we know Yahweh says it, is that if he loves us, he will chastise us. Didn't he say that? But the Pope says, no. You see, he says today, we no longer judge. See, we've evolved from this God, this so-called Yahweh in heaven. His ways are old. He's not somebody who kind of wants to move the way we do. He doesn't understand it because he's not living here with us. We no longer judge. Like a loving father, we never condemn our children. Well, let me tell you something, what happens when you never condemn your children. They grow up unruly. They become terrible citizens. They'll probably end up in criminal activities. And they will never be obeying Yahweh's law. Do you understand that? If you do not obey Yahweh's commandments to the best of your ability, you shall be gonzo. So here's what he's trying to tell you he wants you to do. Now remember, he prays with a beanie on. I call it a beanie. It's a yarmulke. Today we no longer judge. Like a loving father, we never condemn our children. We just let our children run unruly. If our children want to slap us in the face or beat on us, we don't condemn them. We love them. If they become homosexuals, or if they become criminals, or if they become heavy sinners or alcoholics, or if they become wife beaters or, pedophiles, we just love them. We don't tell them what to do. We don't judge them. It's their life. And as a loving father, we would never condemn our children, no matter what they turn out to be. You believe that, don't you, dear listener? And of course, you know, Yahweh subscribes to this. Absolutely. Now listen now, this is the crux of it. Our church, speaking of the Catholic Church, the Pope says, our church is big enough for heterosexuals and homosexuals, for the pro-life and the pro-choice. See, what he's saying is Bill Clinton could go to their church because Bill Clinton, he said, I'm not against abortion, but I am for the woman's right to choose. Yes, you heard that correctly. That's double think, double speak. He's against abortion, but he's for the woman's right to choose. So he's both pro-life and pro-choice. You see, he's all things to all people. And this church is all things to all people. It's no longer the judge of the masses. It is the open plate for you to give your finances into. We don't want to restrict anybody because we want the maximum amount of donations that we could get. We want churches full. We don't want to judge and tell them that they're wrong when they're wrong and tell them what this God in heaven says. We wouldn't have full churches then, and our donations would not be maximized. And our worshipers that worship our statues and worship this Babylonian Pope as he goes through towns and cities and countries, his worshipers would be decimated. So we must accept everybody possible, judge nobody any longer, and not follow anything that so-called God in heaven wants. Because we as the Catholics have seen the churches of John Hagee and the churches of Joel Osteen, and they have shown us the right way to go. Their churches are full. Their donations are being maximized on a weekly basis. They smile all the time. They don't judge anybody. They bring somebody to church and they tell them nice little stories. And they're the most wonderful people. They wouldn't judge you. They wouldn't judge anybody. All they would do is praise you, like Dr. Shuler used to do. He'd never mention Yeshua. He'd never mention Jesus Christ during his sermons. Or if he did, I don't remember ever seeing him mention him. But he'd tell the people, you can do it. You are wonderful. You can do anything you set your mind to do. You see, this is what they do in Freemasonry. So you see the Babylonian church, the mystery Babylon churches, all these churches, the Judeo-Christian churches, there are no more preachers preaching hellfire and damnation. But there are maximum donations, and there are very little empty pews. So he continues. Our church is big enough for heterosexuals and homosexuals, and for pro-life and for pro-choice, for conservatives and liberals. Now listen to this one. Even communists are welcome and have joined us. We all love and worship the same God. But that's not the God that you and I know, dear listener. That's not Yahweh that they all love and worship. Do you think communists worship any God? Are you familiar with communism? Do you know that there is no such thing as a God in communism? The state itself is God. So how can that statement be true? But see, I will say that communism is Judaism, and communism is Jewish, and communism is a proponent of the Illuminati. So when he says even communists are welcome, he's saying even Jews are welcome and have joined us. That's how, you know how I know that's true? Because they've been diddling little boys in the churches around the world. That's how I know communists are welcome and have joined them. And besides, the only place the Catholic religion has ever worked has been in communist countries, not the white countries now. See, this is all going to be able to help you connect the dots on what's really going on with this church and what's going on in the world and why this Pope is calling for the end of Europe. He loves everybody that's not white and wants them to take over Europe and invites them to take over Europe, says they should take over Europe. Why is that? Because maximum worshipers and maximum donations will flow in. Communism never really works in white countries. It never has. It was shoved down Russia's throat for years. But it just doesn't work, and it can't work. It works by gunpoint, but it just can't work. It's too stupid of a concept. We believe in God, Yahweh God, not in Lucifer God. We don't like communism. And we don't like the Edomites. They've been our enemies. They've always been the enemies of the Israelites. And it is self-admitted in the Jewish Encyclopedia that Edom is in modern Jewry. I don't care how you wish to try to pretend you don't know these things or pretend that it's not true. It's true whether you like it or not. So let's move along. Just in case you don't know this, a spokesperson for the Vatican has officially announced today that the second coming of Jesus, the only Son of God, see, that's a lie too. He's not the only Son of God. See how the words are used against you if you don't understand the Bible. Jesus, or Yeshua, is not the only Son of God. Because Adam is also known as the Son of God, and his offspring are known as his offspring. Adam is the literal offspring of Yahweh. He is the Son of God. He's known as the Son of God. And we are known as the sons of God, not to be confused with the ones that came down from heaven, the angels, and that had sex with the women of our race, the Adamic race, and caused race mixing and caused all kinds of trouble. We are known as the sons of God. Jesus is not the only Son of God. That's a liar. That's a lie, excuse me. So, what he's saying here is, the spokesperson for the Vatican has officially announced today that the second coming of Jesus, the only Son of God, may not happen now after all. I mean, they're going to tell him he can't come back. It may not happen. Now, the word may used in courts and stuff, it's a trick word. See, you may do something and a sign might say to you, people who walk on this sidewalk may be fined up to $1,000. Didn't say they would be fined. You have to pay attention to jargon. It said may be fined. It's to put fear in you. So they say it may not happen now after all, but urged followers to still continue with their faith regardless of this news. I mean, and I'm sure that you Catholics and Judeo-Christians believe this completely. Okay? Let me move down. Okay, that's not new news. That's from the last show. I just wanted to make sure that you understood it. Cardinal Giorgio Salvador told WWN that this year's 1981st anniversary is to be the Vatican's last in regards to waiting for the Lord, to return to earth. Here's what he says. Now, I want you to pay attention now. We just feel Jesus is not coming back by the looks of it, he said. We feel that. It's been ages, like. He's probably flat out doing other really good things for the people somewhere else. I don't think he really said it in that way, but, this is somebody mocking this, but that's what they say. They said, this is from the Vatican. They said he's not coming back. Now, let's move on to this Pope here. And this is all new material coming right now. Let's take a look at the Pope. What Pope Francis deems important enough to give to the press. Each of us has a vision of good and evil. We have to encourage people to move towards what they think is good. Excuse me. There is a way that seems right to a man, and this way leads to death. There is a way that seems right to a man, but that road leads to death. But this Pope says, we have to encourage, we have to. Who says we have to? The Pope. We have to encourage people to move towards what they think is good. Everyone has his own idea of good and evil. And they must choose to follow the good and fight evil as he conceives them. Now, let's see something here. Today, evil has been turned over to be good, right? And good is now turned over to be evil. The ADL teaches our nation and our police forces what a terrorist is. And what is a terrorist? A terrorist is somebody that believes in the Bible, which is Christianity. A terrorist is somebody that believes in gun rights, in being able to protect themselves. Right? A terrorist is somebody that believes in his nation and is a nationalist rather than an internationalist. You see, the Jew is international. They are internationalists. So what this Pope, let me translate this to you so you understand this very clear now, what this Pope is saying to you. Each of us has a vision of good and evil. You see, my vision of evil is the Jews and everything they're doing to everybody in the world, their money system, etc., etc., etc. That's what I vision evil to be. My vision of good is Yahweh and his laws. My vision of good is righteousness. My vision of good is not race mixing. But somebody else might have the idea that the Bible is a very evil thing and the God of the Bible, Yahweh, is the devil. And people who stand up, white people are evil. And people who stand up for national sovereignty are evil. So, each of us has a vision of good and evil. I mean, there is no real definition. Some of us believe good is one thing. Other people that believe good is something else. Like one man said, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. See? Okay. So each of us has a vision of good and evil. We have to encourage people to move towards what they think might be good. So a communist thinks things that are good are when a state takes over and tyranny rules. So there's nothing wrong with that. He's just moving towards what he thinks is good. Killing all the Adamic white race off the earth, many of the Jews deem to be good. I deem that to be evil. But it's okay because whatever, everybody knows what, each of us has a vision. of good and evil, you see? We have to encourage people to move towards what they think is good, not what Yahweh tells them is good, not what the Ten Commandments tell them is good, not what Yahweh's law tells them is good or evil, but what they think is good or evil. Everyone has his own idea of good and evil and must choose to follow the good and fight evil as he conceives them. That would be enough to make the world a better place. Do you now understand what he's saying to you? Doesn't it sound like it's good words, though? If you didn't know any better, doesn't that sound very universal, I would say the word is? Because it offends nobody, because, hey, we don't judge you. If you think evil is good, then move towards evil because that's what you think is good. And everybody has a different thought on what good and evil is. But dear listener, you must be able to read between the lines here. You must be able to understand what I'm telling you here. Right? Does it make sense to you, what I'm saying to you? Okay, here's another one from the Pope. Since many of you do not belong to the Catholic Church, see, the Church, not Yahweh, or God, since many of you do not belong to the Catholic Church, and others are non-believers, from the bottom of my heart, I give this silent blessing to each and every one of you, respecting the conscience of each one of you, but knowing that each one of you is a child of God. Well, we have many problems. We have many problems with a statement like that. He's giving blessing to each and every one of these people, whether they be homosexual, whether they be pedophiles, whether they be enemies of Yahweh. And what happens when you give Godspeed to the enemies of Yahweh? You will be cursed, correct? Does this man know the word of God? Of course not. And nor does he wish to know the word of God. And he said that he knows that each one of you people of this world is a child of God. Well, let me ask you a question. When Yeshua says, every tree that my Father has not planted shall be plucked up, what do you think that means? Well, what it means is, if Yahweh did not plant the seed of it, it shall be destroyed. If it's a hybrid, it shall be destroyed. If you race mix with somebody and have a child, that child shall be destroyed. It was not planted by Yahweh. But the Pope said that each one of you is a child of God. Now also Yeshua said that the Jews were not his sheep. Yeshua is Yahweh in the flesh. Do you think he might know more than the Pope knows? When he taught his parables, he taught them so that peoples whose name were not written in the book of life would not understand what he was talking about. But he told the disciples who were his legitimate sheep, his offspring, his legitimate brothers and sisters, not mongrels. He said, to you it is given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but for them, it's not for them to know. Well, I thought everyone was a child of God. Well, it's becoming truer and truer that most of the people on this earth at this point seem to be a child of the little god, Lucifer, Halel, Shaitan. So if he's speaking to the dragon seed, then he's telling a truth of sorts for those who know what he's talking about. You, as a sheep in the field, hear the word God, and you don't know that there are many gods, even though there aren't many gods. I know that's contradictive. There's no God but Yahweh. He's the only God that there is. True God. I mean, money can be respected as a god, but it's not really a god because it can't breathe, it can't eat, you know what I mean? Let's see what else he says. He's got a point of view here, he says. From my point of view, God is the light that illuminates the darkness. even if it does not dissolve it, and a spark of divine light is within each of us. Ladies and gentlemen, need I comment on this comment? Or dost thou havest an understanding? Let me read it again for you. Let's think of Freemasonry. Let's think of Illuminati. Let's think of man becoming God. Pay attention to this comment from the Pope. The Pope says, from my point of view, God is the light that illuminates the darkness, even if it does not dissolve it, and a spark of divine light is within each of us. I don't think I'll comment on that. I think you, dear listeners, understand fully what he means by that comment. And if you don't, perhaps one day you will. Next comment. The Pope says, a person once asked me in a provocative manner if I approved of homosexuality. I replied with another question. Tell me, when God looks at a gay person, does he endorse the existence of this person with love, or reject and condemn this person? We must always consider the person. Oh, really? What does God say about homosexuality? So, number one, he didn't answer the question. He answered the question with a question, which tells you something right there. So, ladies and gentlemen, when Yahweh looks at a gay person, does he endorse the existence of this person with love? Well, I say no. What he says to do with these people is to kill them. Is killing them endorsing the existence of the homosexual? No, he rejects and condemns the person. Yes, that's true. Sorry. Not really sorry, just sorry, Charlie. Star-kissed wants tuna with with tuna. Doesn't want tuna with good taste. It wants tuna that tastes good. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Now, this man points out here, Romans 1:24-27, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause Yahweh gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for toward one another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Okay? No, Yahweh doesn't look at it with love and existence of a person, dear Pope. Next, the Pope says, I am always wary of decisions made hastily. I am always wary of the first decision. That is, the first thing that comes to my mind if I have to make a decision. This is usually the wrong thing. I have to wait and assess, looking deep into myself, taking the necessary time. Hold on a minute now. Hold on. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. Now, I want to tell you something. I've been taking tests lately, and I find it to be exactly the opposite of what this man says. I'm inclined to believe that when I make a decision on a question, my first inclination is usually the true one, 95% of the time, I would say. And when I don't go with my first conclusion, I usually get the question wrong. However, he's supposed to have the counsel of Yahweh to make decisions. You don't trust in what you believe. There is a way that seems right to a man, and this way leads unto death. We need the counsel of Yahweh. Okay, the next one, the Pope says, if someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge? We shouldn't marginalize people for this. They must be integrated into society. Well, as I have just said, Yahweh says they will not be integrated into society. They will be killed. And if pay attention to what he's saying here. If someone is gay and he searches for the Lord, for Baal, and has a good will, who am I to judge? Well, number one, this Pope has said he is God. This Pope has also said other crazy things. We ain't heard anything yet. Let's keep going. The Pope says there is a need for financial reform along ethical lines that would produce, in its turn, an economic reform to benefit everyone. This would nevertheless require a courageous change of attitude on the part of political leaders. Now, I'm going to leave this comment because you're going to see what he's implying later. Okay? Next, the Pope says, the Jesuits have a vow to obey the Pope. But if the Pope is a Jesuit, maybe he should have a vow to obey the Superior General. I feel like I'm still a Jesuit in the terms of my spirituality, which what I have in my heart. Well, he certainly is a Jesuit Jew. And the superior general is not Yahweh. Hint, hint, hint. Okay, I'm going to skip this comment because it's just, it is nothing to really comment about. Proselytism is solemn nonsense. It makes no sense. I suppose I could comment on it, but what he's saying is we're not supposed to try to win people over to our religions or our, you know, way of thinking. That's just nonsense and no sense. It makes no sense. We need to get to know each other. Listen to each other and improve our knowledge of the world around us. I don't really want to comment on it. I think that you understand that one completely. You know that the Jews hate anyone who proselytizes, except for them. Next, the Pope says a church without women would be like the Apostolic College without Mary. The Madonna is more important than the apostles, and the church herself is feminine, the spouse of Christ, and a mother. This guy's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Get it again now. A church without women would be like the Apostolic College without Mary. The Madonna, pay attention here now, the Madonna is more important than the apostles, and the church herself is feminine. Circe. That's what I had said this before, because I had heard that from that piece of filth. Circe is the goddess Circe, and it does mean church. At least that part of what this filth said was true. But pay attention. Madonna is more important than the apostles, and the church herself is feminine, the spouse of Christ, and a mother. Can you feel the pagan overtones ringing? Next, the Pope says, the Lord has redeemed all of us. All of us, he repeats it. Babylon has fallen. The Lord has redeemed all of us, with the blood of Christ. All of us, a third time he says, not just Catholics, everyone. Father, the atheists, even the atheists, everyone. Now, can you see what this guy has said? As you know, Baal may have redeemed all of them. To what, I don't know. I don't know what they lost that they needed to be redeemed by Baal, the Lord. But if he's referring to Yeshua, no, Yeshua has not redeemed all of us. The Adamic race was not the first race upon this planet. It was brought here to tend this garden because there were no races that were already on it that could tend the garden. And what I mean by that is to set the proper tone of what the world should be and to take care of the other races to a point. Now, we're not responsible for everything about them, but we are to be a blessing to them, and we have been through all of time. Until the Jews got into our nations and has us, our militaries over there bombing and killing people to force them to be free with, which isn't freedom at all, which is a lie. We're forcing democracy upon the world, which means tyranny upon the world. You don't have to force freedom on people. People love freedom. They would accept it gladly and freely because it is something that comes from obeying Yahweh's law. So you don't have to force freedom on anybody, but you do have to force tyranny on people, and that's what democracy really means, because it can only lead to tyranny. Now, you cannot be redeemed of something that you have not lost. Only the Adamic race, which is the Caucasian race, has lost Shekinah glory and has lost, when they were in the garden, has lost immortality. You see, we already had immortality. We already had Shekinah glory. We lost it. We lost both of these things. And we also lost our first place in the garden. So, we who lost these things, the sheep, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the seed of Abraham, the seed of Isaac, the seed of Jacob who became Israel, who had the 12 sons, who became the 12 tribes of Israel, these are the only covenant people. These are the Adamic race. This is the race that Yahweh had brought, his literal offspring. They were called the image of God, and still are called the image of God. We have lost these things, and we shall be redeemed and shall have it returned to us because it has been stolen by an enemy. An enemy who has seeded a race of serpent people. Not the kind I'm talking about, not the kind these stupid alien people are talking about. A literal offspring of the devil. It was not planted by Yahweh, and it shall be plucked up and burned and destroyed. So, it and its race has stolen all things from us. The Edomites of today, who are Jewry, modern Jewry, have stolen all of our money, have stolen all of our gold, have stolen our governments, have stolen through usury, have stolen everything from us, and it shall be redeemed to us. No, Yahweh and Yeshua have not redeemed all of us. No, it's not a universal gospel. No, it doesn't include all the families of the earth. No, no, no. I tell you, this Pope is something, boy. Okay, I said this one before, but you got to hear it again. The Pope says, God is not afraid of new things. That is why he is continuously surprising us, opening our hearts, and guiding us in expected ways. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not changing. He is not bringing homosexuality into our society as a new thing by surprise. This is what the Pope had said before, you see. No, 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 Mr. Pope. It's incredible. All right. Pope Francis, 10 tips to bring joy in one's life. You ready for this? Now, we're even going to have a part 3, which is great. I love it. I don't know when it'll be, but it'll be when it'll be. Let's listen to Pope Francis's 10 tips to bring joy in one's life. Live and let live. Be giving of yourself to others. Proceed calmly in life. Have a healthy sense of leisure. Sunday is for families. Find ways to employ the youth. Respect and care for nature. Stop being negative. Respect others' beliefs. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, work for peace. Oh, doesn't it sound good to you? It doesn't to me because I can read between the lines. But how does it sound to you? Doesn't that sound good? Aren't these 10 tips to bring joy to one's life? Will it bring joy to your life? Live and let live. If somebody disobeys Yahweh and hates Yahweh and wants to be a homosexual and is a communist and is against you and wants to kill you and wants to destroy your culture, live and let live. You see, don't. Like, you will find out that later he decides. He also says he wants to get rid of the death penalty. Now, Yahweh wants the death penalty because he says so in his law. But this Pope wants to get rid of it. So is he aligned with Yahweh? Should we live and let live? Or should we live and let die? Live and let die. I'll leave that into your capable hands, dear listener. Be giving of yourselves or yourself to others. Sounds good, doesn't it? Now, in one way, that is a good principle, but I believe he means that in a communist way. Because another thing this man says is that the redistribution of wealth should take place. So what he means by be giving of yourself to others, like as if we had a choice, just keep impoverishing yourself to help every ungodly person that's upon this earth, to help every enemy of Yahweh, to help every enemy of your race. Be giving of yourself to others. Don't be giving of yourself to your own race, especially the white race. Proceed calmly in life. What does he mean by that? Are these communist principles? Proceed calmly in life. Sounds good, doesn't it? But does he not mean be tolerable? We must tolerate homosexuality. We must tolerate evil Satanists. We must tolerate Babylonian priests like this pig. We must tolerate the Jews and all of their lies. We must tolerate all the lovely things that these Jews do to us. But let us not tolerate Christianity, real Christianity. Let us not tolerate white people. Have a healthy sense of leisure. Well, that's okay for you, Mr. Pope, because you don't even work a job. But if you redistribute the wealth like you say you want to, like the Jews want to, like Obama has already done and wants to, there'll be no money to be able to enjoy a healthy sense of leisure. All there will be is slavery to the state and tyranny, and pigs like you. Sunday is for families. Well, who says so? You? How do you know that Saturday isn't for families? Why isn't every day for families? Pagan? Pig? You do look like Price to me, like the actor. I swear you are him. We're not talking about a black man. We're talking about a white man. I can't think of his first name right now. Something Price. He looks just like him. And I think it's him. Find ways to employ the youth. What about the elderly, Mr. Pope? See, the youth he's talking to, he's talking about all these people that are coming into your countries. Find a way for them to be able to live in your country so that they can rape your women and so that they can kill you while the Jew writes the white man out of the world, while the Pope Jew helps to write the white man out of the world, because communism doesn't work with the white man. It only works with the brown races, you filthy pig. Respect and care for nature. You mean like anything but the white race, right? You mean like, you know, respect every race or anything but the white people that live in Europe that you say should be invaded. And you aren't saying anything about the rapes that are going on. You aren't saying anything about any of it. How is that respect for nature, Mr. Pig Pope? And here we hit the apex of the the apex of his 10 tips to bring joy to anybody but white people's lives. Stop being negative. What does he mean by that? I know what that means immediately. The devil is one of the most positive thinkers that there are. He said, I will raise myself above the clouds. I will sit in the congregation of the north. You know, he says, I will be like the Most High. He was very positive. He was not negative. So there's their example. But even, you think this is crazy talk, don't you? I'm sure there's some liberal idiot listening right now going, oh my God, oh no, ah. Stop being negative. I'll tell you what it means, really. Stop telling the truth. It doesn't leave me with a good feeling when you tell me the truth. It doesn't leave me with a good feeling when you judge me. It doesn't leave me with a good feeling when you tell me that Yahweh doesn't agree with homosexuality. It doesn't give me a good feeling when you tell me that people should be killed for doing crimes. It doesn't give me a good feeling when somebody preaches damnation and preaches the truth as it really is. Stop being negative. The truth is Yahweh and Yeshua. Yeshua is the word, and the word is truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. Stop being truthful. Stop. Just accept everybody for who they are. Live and let live. Accept everybody. Regardless if they're against Yahweh, regardless if they're your enemy, you tolerate everything. Stop being negative. Number 9, I mean, I could go on with that one for all day long, but let me just go on because I feel the constriction of time. ladies and gentlemen, what a filthy, filthy, rotten murderer this pig is. respect others' beliefs. Another toleration. Do I respect the beliefs of Muslims? Well, I used to think before I was enlightened to what their political ideology is, because it's not a religion. If it were a religion, they wouldn't be raping the women. I used to respect their beliefs to a point. But then I saw their actions and I determined there is no respect for their beliefs. The same goes for the rest of the races, the blacks as well. I never really had much respect for them, but whatever little, tiny, minuscule respect I had for them has long now been lost after watching their actions and seeing their fruits, because you shall know them by their fruits. Right, Mr. Poop? Mr. Pope? And number 10, of all the wonderful things we should do in this world is work for peace, like he's working for peace right now. He's enjoying the flooding of Europe, which is causing chaos, not peace. This man is a hypocrite. I told you that hypocrisy is the beacon of the Jews. This man is a Jew. He's a hypocrite. He's a liar. He's anti-Semitic in the true sense of the word. He is a devil. He may dress in white, but he's full of dead men's bones. And Mr. Pope, you're not fooling me or Yahweh, not even one little bit, you pig. The time is coming. I know you think that that's not true. The time of judgment neareth. And the time for payback is about to unfold right before your eyes. Can't tell you when it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen. I can only feel it coming. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself not a pope.